State Senator John Erpenbach, former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, and former Congressman Dave Obey spoke to hundreds of supporters gathered in the basement of the ASME Union headquarters in Madison. Erpenbach told the crowd that Walker had changed the character of the state for the worse and singled out the governor's support for a voter ID law.
What Governor Walker has done to the state that we all love has divided us beyond belief. It is the most irresponsible thing I have ever seen an elected official do to a state.
Falk attacked Republicans for debating bills in recent days that would let high schools opt out of discussing contraceptives in sex ed class and ban insurers in a health exchange from covering abortion. She said the world would be watching what happened in a Wisconsin recall election.
It's about restoring Wisconsin values, and for every one of you that's here tonight, this is going on all across the state.
Obey told the crowd that Walker had taken a divide-and-conquer approach as governor, going after his political enemies.
He has a chip on his shoulder, half a mile high, and it's about time the Wisconsin voters knock it off.
Other Democrats are also mulling a run for governor, but nobody's a lock. Supporters first have to gather more than 540,000 signatures just to force an election. Republican Party Chair Brad Courtney says Democrats are trying to manufacture false momentum with events like the one last night. Courtney says Wisconsin voters are too smart to be distracted by the recall effort. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.